Call it into order, the Water Division. Form is President Luke and under with, I don't know if some has to get a chance to take a look at what news and answer something like that.
Just a minute. I would so move, Mr. Chair.
Is there a second to...
No, sir.
Go ahead, second. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
So move the mic, the minutes are adopted, thank you. House File 1502, presented by Representative Fisher tonight on salt applicator. Members, we have filed 1502 for consideration today. It was referred to the Water Commission, Water Division by the Environment and Finance Division. And Sheriff Fisher, do you move that House File 1502 be recommended to the to be re-referred to the Environment Finance Committee Division?
I do, Chair Sam.
Thank you, Chair Fisher. Would you please present your bill?
Thank you, Chair. I appreciate the opportunity to present the bill before the committee today. 1502 is a bill that started off last year. Representative Anselmo started the work on this bill. That's a lot of what this is. I'd like to also thank Representative Torkelson and Heinzman for their input as we're working on the bill as we move forward. Some of the basis of where this came out of was a report that was done by the EQB in 2015. Where they were highlighting the problems of chlorides that are building up in our waters. We've got a number of waters in our state that are becoming impaired because of chloride. The state of New Hampshire passed a chloride bill back in 2013, and they found that with the certified program that they used for their private applicators, that they found that the de-icing chemical used went down by 20%. Our state here runs currently a great program through the MPCA. In the success story that they've had in Waconia, they've saved salt application has been reduced by 70% since they went through training. Prior Lake went through the training. They dropped salt use by 42%, even though the road mileage went up by 7%. On the private side, one private business who went to best management practices saved 50% of what they were using in salt. So that is one of the reasons that we have the bill before us today. It does several different things. Besides the definitions, it first sets off a voluntary certification program that would be administered through the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. There's a section on liability, addressing the liabilities of people are following best management practices, and then there's some record keeping that goes along with it. At this point in time, I have several testifiers here today, and if it pleases the committee, I'd like to be able to bring the first person forward.
Thank you, Chair Fisher. First person testifying.
Go ahead and introduce yourself and who you're with.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Sue Nissen. I'm a master water steward. I'm with Stopover Salting, citizens that have been working on reducing chlorides. And I'm level 1 and 2 smart salt training certified. So I wanted to thank you, Chief, as chief author, and I want to thank both Representative Torkelson and Heinzman for authoring the bill. Thank you very much. And I need these. So this little teaspoon holds enough chloride-containing de-icer to permanently pollute 5 gallons of water. There is no practical way to remove it, so chlorides are accumulating in Minnesota's waters and especially in our lakes. Recently, we received disheartening news that 50 water bodies are over the limit and 120 are ready to tip into that over the limit. The science is clear. The chloride is toxic to our native ecosystems, to our water, to our soil. It's damaging to public and private infrastructure, and that damage is just totally wasteful. The issue we bring to you today is over-application and lack of training by commercial applicators and the property owners that hire them. We see it regularly at far too many locations like shopping malls, grocery stores, apartments, townhouses, and offices. In an effort to reduce over-application in our communities, our group, SOS, members have talked to over 250 applicators and property managers, provided them information about chloride and opportunities. We tried to get them into smart salt training. We can assure you that number one, training is needed, but the training alone is not enough to reduce the de-icer use. And the reason? It's the fear of slip and fall lawsuits. That is the primary, by far, determinant of how much de-icer is applied. And it's driven by a widely held misconception throughout Minnesota that more de-icer means more safety. Every day we observe that, and you do too. You're around town, thick, crunchy coatings and piles of de-icer. When best practice spread pattern is maybe I'd have 3 or 4 granules in the palm of my hand. So way too much being used on a regular basis. We have heard story after story of property managers calling contractors back to apply more when they've already oversalted in the first place, but they just want more to show that they are protecting the public. And my recent pet peeve, putting it on bare sidewalks where there's no ice, just to show, again, that we've got protection out there. It's not that we've talked to lots of applicators, it's not that they aren't concerned about chloride damage. They tell us their frustration over crumbling infrastructure, dead landscaping that they have every spring. Many are fishermen. They want to fish for the rest of their lives. They care about their lakes for sure, and they care about our drinking water. However, at every conversation, the conclusion, it inevitably comes back to their small business, the people they employ, and keeping that business by. And the threat of lawsuits and the pressure to overapply even more de-icer to satisfy that fear. For them, for the commercial applicators, and for the property owners that hire them, lawsuits, it's worst management practice protects them. More salt protects them instead of best management practice. So, members, I want you to know that the percentage of de-icer applied by the private sector is worthy of our attention. In the first ring suburb where I live, 30% of the de-icer put down is by commercial applicators. In sparsely developed watersheds, it might be as low as 5, but de-icer use increases with development. So where we're sitting, it's probably about 45% of the de-icers put down is by commercial people. We know that from, as Representative Fisher mentioned, from the public sector who's already reducing, that dramatic reductions can be had if you use best practices. My watershed would see a reduction of hundreds of tons. Do you know in the Twin Cities metro area we put down 365,000 tons of de-icer every year? One of our members figured that out. We'd have a line of dump trucks from this building to Duluth full of de-icer. That's how much it is. So just imagine if we could get some reductions going in that amount in the private sector. This is the fourth year that this legislation has been before the legislature. A diverse coalition of business and clean water supports the bill, but it is no secret that there are opinions on legal aspects of the bill that we don't all agree. That is not in our area of expertise. We're looking for you guys to help find that pathway. But what we can tell you is this bill is great news for our lakes, rivers, wetlands, and soil, all of which are at risk for being permanently polluted by chlorine. It's in the public interest to have our commercial applicators proficient and embracing best practice following what the public sector is doing. Through voluntary statewide training, certification, and documentation, this legislation will go a long ways to replace fear and over-application with best practice as their industry standard. So on behalf of the citizens of SOS, thank you for your time tonight. You guys have had a long day. We appreciate being able to speak. We made sure that this chloride booklet with lots of details was put in your packets. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Mason. Chair Fisher, would you like to take questions now, or would you rather go on with other testifiers?
Well, we'll go for the testifiers if you have questions.
Thank you, Ms. Nissen. Next testifier is Jenna Grove, is that correct?
Yes.
Ms. Grove, would you please state your name and organization and begin your testimony?
I'm Jenna Grove. I'm here to testify in support of the bill on behalf of Clean Water Action. As Sue said, everyone's had a long day, so we'll keep it quick. And also, it seems that most of the members have already heard this testimony, so I will just reiterate that we support the bill as introduced, and you know, at minimum, we just want this program to be made available statewide, so that way our rural counterparts have the opportunity to take advantage of the training, the program, and can ultimately reduce their use of the sodium chloride-based de-icer. You know, whether or not it's going to make the biggest difference, there are multiple issues that, you know, water softeners, there are multiple things that contribute to the chloride contamination in our water. But if we're able to at least reduce a portion of it, it's worthwhile. And we support taking that action.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Ms. Grove. Chair Fisher, would you like to introduce another testifier?
Certainly. If I could call up Forsyth is our next testifier. If you'd like to come up, introduce yourself.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Forsyth, and I will also be brief, as many have heard the testimony, and Sue was comprehensive and I believe convincing on the importance of this legislation. My name is Forrest Sear, Government Affairs Director at the Minnesota Nursery and Landscape Association. This is very important to us on from multiple fronts. My members, when they're not planting things and doing landscaping in the summertime and in the spring, they are out clearing snow and ice, and are also very concerned about clean water. So the best practices outlined by the MPCA and to help reduce salt is something that my members desperately want to do, but are being told consistently that to put down more salt than is really necessary, which is causing clean water issues. So if there can be this legislation with adequate liability protection for snow and ice applicators and business owners to encourage the implementation of best practices and reduce salt, that would be a great step forward in reducing salt use and advocating for clean water. So I'm happy to answer any questions, and thank you.
Thank you. Would you like to, Chair Fisher, introduce your last testifier?
I believe our next testifier is Mr. Dave Benke from Minnesota Police and Control Agency. We've got
a switch up here. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. Greta Gothier, Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. I apologize, Mr. Benke, could not be here this evening. So thank you for the opportunity to testify on House File 1502. The MPCA is in support of reducing chloride runoff into surface and groundwater, and that would certainly be accomplished by this bill. I should note that there's also a proposal in the Clean Water Council's Clean Water Legacy Bill for funding to continue a training program we have had at MPCA for through MPCA for several years now that has been on reducing road salt application. That training was funded with federal dollars, and those federal dollars will end in August of 2019. So this Clean Water Council program would continue that effort. This effort in this bill would complement that effort, and so we think that together they make a good package. With that, Mr. Chairman, I do have staff who can answer questions, or I'm happy to field them myself.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, would you like to entertain questions? Are there
Certainly.
Members of the committee who would like to ask a question? Members of the audience who would like to ask a question? Representative, would you ask a question of one of the testifiers, please? Thank you.
Thank you. To the author, Mr. Chair, I'm just wondering, has the DNR weighed in on the effects of wildlife on the metropolitan area lakes, you know, how are the fish being affected by the salt levels in the lakes down here?
I've not talked to the DNR directly. I know that from what we've had from information from the MPCA, that it shows that it's starting to build up the waters. Eventually, it can impact aquatic life. But I don't think we've got anyone from the DNR here who could answer that from the DNR's perspective.
Thank you. Yes.
Any other questions? Chair Fisher, do you have any comments, final comments to make about the bill?
Just want to say thank you. It's a good bill. Let's move it forward.
Thank you. Chair Fisher renews his motion to remove House File 1502, recommended to be referred to the Environment Finance Division. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Motion prevails.
Yep, we adjourn.
With that, ladies and gentlemen, we adjourn. Thank you.